For this week, I'm doing my reading journal in a podcast format using the Anchor app. The podcast is such a popular tool currently, despite it not being the most recent or most innovative technology. I remember making podcasts, or some variation of a podcast, on different topics in my elementary school and loving the experience. This format would be beneficial for auditory learners, and it would also be a great assignment to break away from the traditional in-front-of-the-classroom-type presentations that might cause some students anxiety. The app is also free and relatively simple to use, so that's an added perk for easily implementing it into a lesson. It would also be interesting for a teacher to make a podcast summary of lessons that students might use as a study tool outside of class. The only clear problem here is that not all students have access to internet at home, so again, you would only be helping certain students while leaving some without the studying tool. The app also has many capabilities of adding segments together as well, which makes the editing process relatively easy. You can interview someone at a separate time and then incorporate it into the podcast. You can add music transitions. There's a lot of possibilities. The negatives for this tool would be that its learning style might not appeal to more visual learners or tactile learners. It also has limited usage for assignments in many ways. Without a valid reason for a certain assignment to be in a podcast form, the functional improvement aspect of the SAMR model, essentially, it might seem pointless to use it. This form might work better as a tool if it's presented as an option for an assignment rather than the central technology used in an assignment. So instead of requiring it, you give the student a choice on if they want to complete it in a more traditional way, make a podcast, or make a video, or use some other digital tool. This week had a plethora of meaningful learning experiences for me. I loved the opportunity to reconnect with a past teacher, and I felt the informal conversation we had helped ground me more firmly in my understanding of differences between Kentucky and New York schools after reading some of my classmates' discussion posts as well. It was also an important warning for me. I do not know for sure where I will teach upon graduating, but the back of my mind has toyed with the possibility of returning to my own school district at some point. It was useful to know that the schools have not drastically increased or improved technology use in the years since I've been there, because that's a huge factor in where I would want to work eventually. Another meaningful experience was the panel we had in class. My advising situation is in limbo now since my advisor is leaving for a year, but I would like to discuss the idea of adding a digital certification onto my time here with someone eventually. The panel renewed my original curiosity about it, and I think that the digital certification could potentially pair well with my TESOL certification if I can add it without staying much longer past my current program's plan. I also really enjoyed the way our readings of the IST standards for students and teachers paired with our activity in class. While watching the video, it highlighted to me all the missed opportunities the teacher in our video had that I don't think I would have caught if I hadn't been grounded in both the SAMR model and the IST standards. While doing the lesson plan with my partner, my mind was already creating potential ways that the assignment she did could have been tweaked and further improved for both the student and the teacher.